say, taking some juice from the head cheese and mixing it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking it that way. Never heard of anything called scrapple. Well, what about if you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? How, what would you say?
Say it was old.
It was old, or maybe anything else to describe the taste?
No.
Did you say it was rancid?
Yeah.
For butter? Mm-hmm. Can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody describe the taste as being funky?
Yeah.
It means about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about this old thick sour milk that some people keep around the kitchen?
Clabber.
Clabber?
Clabber. And buttermilk.
What can you make out of clabber?
Cheese. Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
How is that done? Do you know? Just
Yeah, you have to just put your clabber in a, usually in a cloth, and let it drain. Let it drain all this old water out, you know.
Yeah.
And then that makes your...
That's the cottage cheese.
Cottage right cheese.
We're talking about that. After a farmer has milked his cows, what do you say he has to do to it to get the impurities out?
Strain it.
Is there something that you can make for a dessert using fruit slices, say maybe either apples or peach slices, and make it in a deep dish with a thick crust?
Cobbler.
That would be a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same thing as a pie?
No, because it's in a deep dish and a pie is in a pie plate or pie pan. Mm-hmm. Cobbler's different.
I see. Have you ever, well, let me ask you about this expression, say somebody who really has a good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food. That's me, the way I look.
Oh, me too.
I like the food. I like anything there, any kind of food.
Yeah, that's my
any
food.
Kind of vegetables or...
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the... Have you ever heard anybody use any other term for food other than just food?
Grub.
Grub.
It's about time for me to go. Do you want me to come back down as soon as I see him? And I won't be going out there long. Want to finish it today or?
Let's see. You don't want to visit or anything like that. I don't want to cut into your time.
I won't, because I'll see him tonight. See, after I get through with my program over there, I'll go back.
Because
I'll just go out there and see him, you know.
So how long do you think it'll...
It'll probably be 30 minutes or maybe.
No problem. One thing I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard that called vittles?
Vittles,
People still use that word?
Still use it, you know, really mostly as a slang, you know, it's a good vittles, you know.
Okay.
Just mostly as a joke and, you know.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
All righty.
Brannock.
Those ones with the different color scheme.
Yeah, And this was a big orange one. Oh, great big long deal.
Well, Fort Smith must have a pretty good sized airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never found a place to park.
Is that right?
Well, listen, I had to make me one.
Mm-hmm.
I had those lines here, you know, at the end of somebody else's, where one's supposed to park.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how this goes. If we don't get through with it today, I have an idea I can get to a point where it wouldn't take too long to finish it up in one more time.
Okay.
But we'll just see.
Yeah, because see, we're going to have to go to that meeting over there tonight. I got to pick up those people at 5, so I'll have to go home and dress. And
okay. Well, you just tell me.
Okay.
Okay. We were talking about food. What would you call, say, if you were barbecuing some meat, might pour some more over it.
Sauce. Barbecue sauce.
Is there a difference between sauce and gravy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sauce is a spicy something, and gravy it would be just the, you know, there's different kind of gravies.
I see. Found maybe more salty or something like that?
Well, gravy's made out of flour, you know, usually, and a mixture.